Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. Got a packed one for you today with several different things to talk about. We'll start with conservative pundit Phil Kirpin from American Commitment. He's been on the show four or five times. We'll then go to comedian Jennifer Maxwell for this weekend's Mile High Comedy Show. And then we'll close the show with Damian and Ann Browning for their music festival to help us support Steps to Recovery Homes. That festival is called Roots Roll and Ride. It's this Saturday. We'll be talking with them in just a couple minutes about that. So a real special show coming your way today on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQNA.com. Don't go away. Phil Kirpin is just around the corner.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Riley's back.
It's a miracle, all thanks to a brand new treatment that's only available here in the U.S.
But Nancy Pelosi's drug plan would dry up life-saving innovation. Pelosi's plan means sweeping price controls and importing socialist policies from countries where drug access lags the U.S. by years. Innovation will be penalized with a new 65 to 95% tax on drug sales. In Medicare, the bill hits manufacturers with a massive new charge. America's free market in medicines is the innovation engine for the world.
Hello,
and key
Mr.
to
Kirkland,
our economy. Socialist price controls and giant
right
tax
now?
Hikes will grind it to a halt. Tell Senator Martha McSally to fight the Pelosi approach. No tax increases, no price controls, no creeping socialism. Let's support market-based reforms and competition.
Cool! Oh yeah, that's the way to compete.
Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Visit ATR.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are waiting for Phil Kirpin to call in from American Commitment. He'll be talking about something that the Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman has been talking about, and it deals with drug reimportation and drug prices, which is something that's on the mind of just about everybody right now. So we are looking forward to that call any minute now. Also coming up today, as I mentioned before, Jennifer Maxwell will be here in about 15 minutes. She'll be talking about the Mile High Comedy Theater coming to the Prescott Elks Theater that'll feature not only Kevin Rose and a few other people, but also our buddy Matt Santos. Matt, of course, is very familiar to everyone in Chino Valley, and Matt often hosts the Monday edition of Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, right here on KQ&A. Hey, if you've been waiting to see the movies The Lion King, Overcomer, or even Britney Runs a Marathon, today will be your last chance at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Those films are leaving. They'll make room for two gigantic movies. Joker starting tonight, Judy starting, I believe, tomorrow, and they will open at both the Prescott Valley and Sedona theaters. Also, the Linda Ronstadt documentary, The Sound of My Voice, will still be at the Harkins in PV next week, though it's leaving after today in Sedona. On a sports note, with the Diamondbacks having a much better than expected season, you know, they finished 8 games above 500, despite losing Paul Goldschmidt, Patrick Corbin, A.J. Pollock, Steven Souza Jr., Taijuan Walker. Well, you have to wonder what's expected of the NHL Arizona Coyotes, and we will find out at 6 o'clock tonight. Right now, we have Phil Kirpin calling in. Mr. Kirpin, how are you? Mr. Kirpin, this is a DJ at KQ&A. We are trying to bring you in live here. Okay, we apologize for the technical issue. I don't know why that is not coming through. Let's try it again. Mr. Kirpin, are you there? Okay, we're obviously having a technical issue with the telephones. We will work on that. In the meantime, I want to let you know that we are sending congratulations to our very own Link Elliott. She will be honored with the Prescott Young Professionals Visionary Award that's coming up at the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Business Awards Breakfast Banquet. That'll be coming up in just a few weeks at the Prescott Resort. Way to go, Link. That is a terrific award. We are very, very proud of you. You know, I mentioned those movies that are coming to the Harkins Theaters. The Harkins, both in PV and in Sedona, the movie Joker is a lot different from the Jack Nicholson and Heath Ledger Joker roles in the Batman movies. This one, starring Joaquin Phoenix, is an origin story. It follows a lifelong loser, doormat, incel, mama's boy, Arthur Fleck. He's having a mental breakdown in the cold 1980s urban jungle. Let's try Phil Kirpin one more time. And once again, we're having, I don't know what's going on there. Let's try this here. Mr. Kirpin, I apologize for the technical issue here. Let's try this. Okay, Mr. Kirpin? Okay, once again, we are not getting through for some reason, and we will just have to do without that apparently, and that's a shame. We'll try and reschedule that chat with Phil Kirpin. In the meantime, I was talking about the movie Joker starring Joaquin Phoenix. A lot of people are saying, a lot of critics are saying, this could easily be an Oscar-nominated performance in a very, very dark movie. It also gets very violent. This is, you know, part of the Gotham City trio of movies, are more than a trio nowadays with the Batman films, but this is very, very realistic. This is not the cartoon comic book kind of Gotham City. This is New York City set in 1981. It's very, very realistic, and unfortunately, from what we read about people who commit just horrible crimes, this Arthur Fleck character portrayed by Joaquin Phoenix, who becomes Joker, he's kind of like some of those guys. He's a loner. He's miserable. He has really nothing going for him. He feels put upon by society, and he lashes out in the worst possible way. Now, if you've ever seen the Martin Scorsese movies, Taxi Driver and The King of Comedy, both starring Robert De Niro, or Death Wish with Charles Bronson, you're going to see a lot of reminders in this movie, because Phoenix pretty much channels the Travis Bickle, Rupert Pupkin, and Paul Kersey characters from those movies, and he even lost about 40 pounds for the role. And his character in this movie is seeking mental health treatments. He's seeking prescription drugs. There are cutbacks to the programs, which means he can't see his counselor or get his psychotic drugs anymore. So it can be a real tough film to watch. It is a very dark movie, and it opens tonight at the Harkins. Let's try one more time with Phil. Hello, Mr. Kirpin. Are you there, sir? Okay, that's going to have to... that is a shame. We couldn't get through to Phil Kirpin. Again, we will reschedule that chat with Phil Kirpin from American Commitment. Hey, once again, about Joker, it starts tonight. I believe the first showing is at 4 o'clock today, and they're going to have a lot of showings over the weekend because this is going to be a blockbuster movie. Again, though, it's a very dark film. There's a lot of violence in it. I don't think it's as violent as Rambo, Last Blood, but it is violent, so keep that in mind. Also, and this will be a completely a completely different film with a different audience, but Judy is opening at the Prescott Valley Harkins Theater, I believe, tomorrow. This is a biopic about the last year in the legendary Judy Garland's life. She is, of course, a music legend going back, you know, all the way back to 1939. With The Wizard of Oz, and she's portrayed here by Renee Zellweger in the final year of her life as she sets out to do a desperate final round of shows around London because she needs the money to provide for her kids. She has alcohol and drug addictions. She's making very, very bad choices in men. And it's starting to come down on her real, real hard because Judy Garland was kind of a fragile figure. She had also been abused by studio moguls from the time she was a kid. She did all those movies with Mickey Rooney when she was a child and a young teenager. teenager, and the studio was all over her to watch her weight, to stay up all the time, and they were feeding her drugs, even as a kid and as a teenager. That came to bear later in her life, and I remember my mother and I watching Judy Garland on national TV, a CBS special, and also on variety shows. My mother would say, that poor woman's going to be dead within a year. And sadly, she was right. Judy Garland was indeed a tortured soul, a tortured artist, and the last couple of years of her life, even her singing voice was pretty much gone, which is one reason why Renee Zellweger doesn't have to sound like Judy Garland in her prime, and she doesn't. But she does sing very well, especially for someone being compared to such a legend. So if you ever remembered Judy Garland or have wondered why she is a legend, see the movie Judy. That's also, I guarantee you, going to be an Oscar-nominated film, and it'll be playing for the next several weeks at the Harkins Theaters in both Prescott Valley and Sedona. Also showing at the Harkins right now, Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice. That is a wonderful kind of a documentary about the Tucson native who had so many great hits in so many different genres. I mean, think of what a great singer she was. She had best-selling hits in country, pop, rock, folk, theatrical, Latina. She just hit so many different buttons in the music business, and this is a very nice tribute to her with a lot of music industry giants testifying about her musical genius. So really good movies showing right now at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. We're going to take a break here and come back with Jennifer Maxwell to talk about the Mile High Comedy Theater. It's coming to the Prescott Elks Theater, and that's on the way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
This is America, where football means football.
Oh, man!
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Brought to you by
Country Bank,
A&E Repro Graphics,
Barrett Propane,
Northern Arizona Air,
Bucky's in Yavapai Casino,
R.E.D. Plumbing,
Primavera Online High School,
New AC to me,
and the Prescott Resort.
The Cardinals visit the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 10 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
The Bulls are back in town. October 11th and 12th, witness the return. It's the 2019 Bull Bash at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Estrella Jalisco. Bring the whole family. You don't want to miss Mutton Busting starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com and the Hunt and Gather Gift Shop. Strap in. Get ready to experience championship bull riding like never before. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to ride.
Autumn means football, chili cook-offs, hunting and fishing trips, brilliantly colored landscapes, crisp evenings, perfect for warm campfires, mugs of hot cocoa, and flannel sheets. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV, and if you're ready to trade in boredom and stress for excitement and relaxation, surrounded by all the fantastic sights, sounds, smells, and activities of fall, go RVing. Plan your fall getaway today and start with a trip to Affinity RV, where you can choose from the latest 2020 models, new 2019s, with special dealer and factory incentives, pre-owned RVs, and a few RVs below dealer cost remaining on Red Tag Row. Seize the day for as little as $3.88 a day. Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, bringing family and lifestyle together for generations of family fun, and proud to be named one of the top five elite Blue Ribbon RV dealers in the U.S. and Canada. Located on Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, or online anytime at AffinityRV.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, it's a shame we couldn't get through with Phil Kirpin from American Commitment. I guarantee you we will reschedule that. In the meantime, we have on a much lighter topic, we have Jennifer Maxwell here because she is here to beat the drum for something coming to the Prescott Elks Theater this Saturday evening, and one of our friends is a part of it. What's going on Saturday, Jennifer?
Saturday evening, we are performing a improv sketch comedy stand-up act with Mile High Comedy Theater.
And who are some of the people that we will see on stage?
You're going to see some business professionals that you may know from the community, like Cynthia Kitsobo from Bradshaw Mountain High School. Myself, Jennifer Maxwell, I am a licensed massage therapist here at Salon St. Martin in Prescott. We have many other talented individuals like Bliss Streetman, John Arata.
Bliss Streetman?
Yes.
That's my former neighbor.
Oh, wonderful.
She knows me.
Oh.
I've seen Bliss in several Prescott Center for the Arts productions. She's
yes.
a very good actress.
Very talented.
Yeah, she really is. I understand that this great big fellow from Chino Valley with a bald head might be on the stage, too.
Mr. Matt Santos.
Matt Santos!
One of our favorite local storytellers and stand-up comedians. He'll be presenting with us as well. And then Kevin Rose, he's going to be performing stand-up as well. And mm-hmm. he's a local comedian as of, you know, the last 10 years.
Sure. We remember the Kevin Rose Comedy All-Stars.
Yes.
They've taken the stage quite a few times around here. Now,
yes.
you've been doing, now you're a massage therapist, right?
Yes.
I would imagine that would open up a lot of avenues for comedy.
Absolutely.
As
laughter.
Long as you don't mention names. Right.
Right. Laughter is the best medicine. So we want to jostle the issues out of the tissues however we can. And
jostle the issues out of the, well, that's, yeah, I like that. You know, isn't it funny how in today's polarized society, how you can tell a joke to 1,000 people and 999 will laugh out loud, but one person will get offended and go on Facebook and all of a sudden you're in trouble. But when it comes to humor, you don't know what people's expectations are and you have to push the envelope to get the laugh, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I come to the stage with truth, authenticity, and genuineness, and
mm-hmm.
that's I have always played the stage as life.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot please everyone in any audience or any stage, right? So the reaction of the one versus the 99, it's honestly the majority of us get stuck on focusing on the one
yeah.
as opposed to the 99.
Oh, indeed. And you know, I've talked with performers here before who were doing stage comedy about why so many of the old sitcoms in the 60s and 70s are still so funny.
Yeah.
We talk about how because they dealt with the human condition.
Exactly.
And the human condition, as Shakespeare knew, is timeless. We
right.
can all relate to that, can't we?
Absolutely, yeah. And that is the genuine essence of being human.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I like to do in my comedy is not to create divisiveness.
Yeah.
So it is an art form where you are curtailing what you say depending upon the audience, but also taking in mind that what is your intention?
Mm-hmm.
So my intention is to help people. So where are we going to go
mm-hmm.
If I'm here to help you? And to go to second thought, because that's where we create change. And so in improv, that's what we are doing on stage, and that's why we rehearse, and that's why we take so much seriousness into our comedy,
mm-hmm.
Because it is about changing the way people think, act, and be. So as human beings, if we can become better, that's really the gist of it.
You know, when I worked in a restaurant business years ago, my boss used to say, the idea of what we do is this. We work our tails off behind the scenes so that once we're out there on the floor, everything looks effortless.
Yeah.
I imagine writing comedy and performing comedy, you can identify with that, can't you?
Yes, absolutely. And then I get kickback a lot. Why are you practicing improv? It's improv.
It's improv. But you have to prepare yourself for everything, don't you?
Right. Do the Harlem Globetrotters practice?
Sure.
They absolutely do. And they're performers. They're actors and actresses.
Mm-hmm.
that are spinning balls and doing tricks, but they're practicing the skill set so that it comes off seamless. And we don't rehearse what we're going to say as much as the mechanics and the form and function of what we're going to do. So that we have that muscle memory to rely on, so that we know that we're going to run to that space on the stage and whatever comes forward is what we trust.
You know, when I was living in California, I was in a sales business, and I literally had to place 100 phone calls a day, knock on 50 doors a day. And one of the reasons was because out of those 100 phone calls, I was going to hear 99 no's, and out of those 50 doors I knocked on, I was going to hear 49 no's. The reason for that is every single no that I got, I would ask why, and I would learn why they weren't wanting to buy at that moment, which prepared me for the next person who said no. I'd be better prepared. With improv, you know, people generally are afraid of public speaking.
Sure.
When you get up on stage and you're depending upon laughs from complete strangers, that's stressful enough. But because at least you know your routine. But improv, you got to be prepared for anything, don't you?
Yeah. So what does that sound like?
Oh,
life?
I've seen circus performers on the high wire without a net, and that's about as close as it comes to that, isn't it?
Yeah. So I can say the difference, if we were to do a comparison between performing improv and performing stand-up. When you're performing stand-up, it's you by yourself, and people are watching, and they're judging every single breath you take, word you say, regardless if it's conscious or subconscious. When we're performing improv, the audience is rooting for you. So it's this very interesting dynamic where they are rooting for you to fail. And they're rooting for you to succeed in the same breath, to fail, to die.
Dying is easy. Comedy is hard, isn't it? Still true,
I imagine, right? I haven't died yet, so I can't. I don't have a reference point for that.
You know, you mentioned there are always some people you're hoping you'll fail up there. I've always been of the opinion if I were a politician, I would be pushing legislation to have hecklers shot. How in the world do you handle the occasional heckler?
With grace. That's what I imagine. I mean, if I've ever been heckled on stage, there's an art form to heckling. Can't recall the gentleman's name. Cynthia would be like, I know it right now if she were able to tune in and intercede. But that actually was most of their sets was based on what the audience was going to give back to him, and he was going to rework to make it funny. It's an art form. If you were to say to me, no, it's not right now, well, what is my response? Well, in improv, it's yes, and so I'm agreeing with you, even in the negation. So I try to do that on stage, you know, in stand-up as well as the stage of life. Okay, here's some adversity. Yes, and where's the solution? So the goal, the ultimate goal, is to leave everyone on a high note.
And isn't it true that an awful lot of a comedian's act is taking the aggravations and the frustrations and the rages of life and presenting it in such a way that we're all on the same page? And I know how you feel. You're right. Clap, clap, clap.
Absolutely. It's relatable.
Yeah.
You know, there's some relatability on the subject matter. Or if you take something and make it exponentially unrelatable, then it makes the parts of life that are hurtful easier to absorb or to just kind of let go of.
Who are some of the comedians we would recognize that you admire?
Oh, I would have to say Robin Williams.
Of course.
Steve Martin.
Oh. See, I'm old enough to recall when Steve Martin was the biggest act in comedy.
Yeah.
He was filling hockey arenas back in the mid to late 70s, and it was like a rock concert when he would come out in his white suit and everything.
Yeah.
He looked like a businessman with the gray hair and the white suit, and then he's the craziest human being you ever saw.
Absolutely.
And he would push, he would do things on stage, you just go, how can you get away with that? But he's doing things we wish we could do.
Right. Right. And then, honestly, the humanity or, you know, the humanness of each individual performer, I think helps create wondering or an understanding within the person who's viewing that I might not be able to do that for myself to get on stage, but here is the ability for me to live vicariously through them. And so that's like the fun of it. I've had a lot of people give me feedback like, gosh, I could never do that. You could.
Yeah.
You could, but since you choose not to, I appreciate you allowing me to give you that outlet to kind of release and go, wow, I'd never say that outside of my kitchen or my living room, but thank you for doing that because that was hilarious.
But because they couldn't, they admire your courage in doing it too. Yeah, you know, I'm going to talk on this show next week with comic Louis Anderson, who is coming to Yavapai College. And I remember years and years ago when he was still on the way up, he would, now he's a great big fat guy. Okay. And he would open his show. He'd come out and he'd say, hi, folks, I'd like to stay a while, but I'm between meals. Well, right away, you know, we're with the guy. You know, we laugh. Okay. We understand it. That's pretty cool. But, you know, when you're coming up the ranks and you're playing different audiences every night, you know, obviously you learn what works and what doesn't work. So while you're on stage, are you picking up the vibes from the audience about what they're expecting?
Myself, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So the audience leads the show. And that's the most exciting thing that I found, regardless of the venue, but at the Elks Theater majority, because it's a large venue, you can feel immediately if they're with you or if you lost them. And the more that they're with you, the more that they're creating the show.
Sure.
The more that you've lost them, then you got to come back to center and gain from them. And so that's my favorite part of the improv is incorporating the audience. So it's not about what we can do. It's about what you ask us to do. And so asking for input every single one of the games. And so give us a location. Give us a, you know, and so you're going to hear pop-ups of people's in, you know, input, you know, what, name your favorite fruit, orange, apple, banana, watermelon. Okay. Watermelon. And that starts the scene. That's your prompt. And so it might not even be about fruit or watermelon, but the audience watches you take it from the prompt of watermelon to we're in a horse and buggy in the middle of Chino Valley. How, you know, or whatever the, you know, the scene becomes.
You know, I like that scenario you're creating because there are times when I'm in this studio by myself and I have to fill dead air and it's hard to do just myself.
Right.
But for someone in here, you mentioned prompts. If there's someone else in here, we start talking and all of a sudden we can see little thought bubbles pop above each other's head. And that reminds me of so-and-so and that gets them going. Now we have a conversation and the time just flies.
Absolutely. And it's not stagnant.
It's not stagnant, no.
Right.
You know, several years ago in my hometown, I heard a great interview with the stand-up comic Brett Butler, a Southern lady, very, very successful. She had a TV series called Grace Under Fire, tremendous stand-up career. And the host asked her, you know, people know your stand-up very well. You've sold millions of records and things like this. Do you do requests from the audience, you know, while you're on stage? And her answer struck me. She said, oh, no, 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 you can't do that because you're giving the audience too much power. They want somebody in control up on that stage. And I attended Yavapai College, a concert about 5 years ago by a comic named Robert Dubach, who does a national one-man show called The Male Intellect, an Oxymoron. And the show was terrific. And at the end of the show, he came out for a Q&A with the audience, but he stayed too long. Now, if he comes out for, say, 10 minutes to ask questions of the audience, that's great, because you always want to leave him wanting more, right? But he stayed out there about 25 minutes, and you could kind of sense the wise guys in the audience feeling like, okay, now we can start shooting things at him and knock him down a peg, and he lost that audience. And it was a picture of control given and too much taken. And it was really a psychological study about what comedians put up with every single time. Because it's not for, it's not an easy job, is it? Not by any chance.
No. No, but it's definitely one of the most rewarding.
Tell me what it's like when you tell a story or a joke on stage or a punchline and you get a roar. Isn't that empowering?
Yeah, it's like an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
While I'm performing, I've noticed that when I perform, so I can only speak for myself because sure. everybody's experience is different, but I've been performing professionally since 2014 at the Elks. Mm-hmm. And as I transform as a human being, so does my act and so does the way that I present. And so as of late in the last show, I noticed the biggest thing was that it's an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
And it feels extremely cathartic when it's received.
Mm-hmm.
So just like when you're in communication with someone, like let's say in the grocery store,
yeah.
and you have an exchange of conversation and they get you,
mm-hmm.
that's what it feels like when they laugh, is you got what I meant.
Now, on the other hand, we've all been through this. If we've ever done stand-up, I did it back in 87.
Mm-hmm.
There was the True Value Country Showdown talent show coming through the Southwest, and they told me to host it, and you can do some stand-up comedy between the acts. Oh, sure. Of course.
Absolutely.
That was the night I found out that flop sweat is projectile. Remember the comedian Gallagher with his
yes.
watermelons and his
yes.
sledgehammers? People in the first
yes.
row would wear ponchos.
Yes.
Well, I was sweating so much, they should have worn ponchos.
Yes.
Because, yeah, I had that adrenaline rush when something landed just right.
Right.
But, boy, if it's not, you can hear crickets, can't
yes.
you? And then time just stops,
right.
doesn't it?
Right. But when we perform
mm-hmm.
as a theater group, Mile High Comedy Theater, you move through it. So the button was pushed. It didn't land. You move on.
Move on.
End scene.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Those are two key words, aren't they? End scene. Okay.
Or,
let's try something else.
You know, we'll have a couple of die games on Saturday, so the audience will say, die.
Mm.
And, you know, you've never really celebrated when everyone yells die at you. However, that is a form of success in our theater.
Have you and your comedy troupe ever wanted to just yell to somebody who's giving you a hard time, hey, pal, you want to be the star? You come up here and let's see you stand up here. You ever just wanted to do that?
I don't know about as a group effort, but like for myself, the last show specifically, there was actually a point where I was directing and I had to leave the stage and lead one of my members off stage. And there was an audience member who was leaving with his wife and his younger kid. Well, it wasn't a younger child, but, you know, 18, 19-year-old person, and said, this is stupid. And it actually kicked me like right in the sternum because I thought, what a disservice. But I could hear that that's not about me.
Yeah.
So I smiled and just looked at him like, you're out of your mind. And that is one time that I really felt like, I don't think I've ever had that experience while I'm performing on stage
mm-hmm.
or being backstage, hearing someone have some adversity towards whatever their experience is, but being right next to them,
mm-hmm.
I felt like...
That's personal.
Yeah.
It really is.
Excuse me?
Oh, my goodness.
But in love and light, I let him go.
if I can use a sports analogy with that, I used to go to a whole lot of hockey games.
Yeah.
And I had seen guys pound on the glass next to the ice and yell at an opponent. Hey, you know, he starts calling them names and everything else, and, you know, you're a coward and blah, blah, blah. Just call them every name in the book. And then after the game, the same fan is out in the parking lot trying to get this guy's autograph.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. Okay, you know?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is people resent someone who either has achieved some sort of fame or they're doing what they wish they could do.
That's bottom line.
There's a little bit of envy up there for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, man. You guys have such a tough job, but you do it so well. So tell us once again when and where, how we can get tickets.
So this Saturday, we are going to be performing at the Elks Theater
mm-hmm.
here in Prescott, Arizona on Gurley Street. If you go to PrescottElksTheater.com, you can pre-purchase your tickets for $15, or you can come on down the night of and get your tickets at the box office for $20.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this Saturday night, and show starts at 7, doors open at 6.
And you can also do it by phone by calling the Elks Theater at 777-1370, the Mile High Comedy Theater, a lot of improv and some stand-up, right?
Absolutely. I can't wait to see you all.
Hey, that'd be great. Jennifer Maxwell, thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned. It's time for a check of local and state news and weather, followed by a chat with Damien and Ann Browning about Steps to Recovery Homes and their music festival coming up very soon. That's on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way. which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
Pets are family, and at Kachina Animal Hospital, they understand the heartbreak experience when you realize your little buddy has gone missing. It happens every day. The gate was left open, or maybe your little guy just got spooked and bolted. Kachina Animal Hospital wants to make sure you get your best pal back as quickly as possible using Google technology. For the month of October, Kachina Animal Hospital is offering 20% off of $30 microchipping. For more information, call 772-8225 or at kachinaanimalhospital.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Thursday the 3rd. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Tempe police are investigating a shooting at a mall.
It happened just after 8 Wednesday night at Arizona Mills Mall. Police and paramedics arrived to find a 19 to 20-year-old man shot in the chest. He's hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. Police have no suspects in hand, much less any information about the shooter. Barbie Villa, Arizona News Radio.
The Prescott Valley Town Council meets at 5:30 tonight. They'll discuss a major road improvement project.
The current fiscal year budget includes funding for a crack seal maintenance program. Crack seal is a first-level maintenance program prior to the application of chip seal. A contract that will be considered by the Prescott Valley Town Council next week is for installation only of the materials. CBJ Asphalt and Concrete Contractor submitted the low base bid of more than $57,000. The Prescott Valley Town Council meeting will be held in the Library Auditorium on Skoog Boulevard. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
A beautiful sunny Thursday and weekend on the way. Breezy Friday with highs today through Sunday around 77. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling after bedtime to 49 with clear skies. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up near 87 through the weekend, dropping overnight with clear skies to near 54. This news and weather, a service of Wallach & Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
The Prescott Center for the Arts celebrates October with Tales of the Dead, or Nearly Dead. Our main stage presentation is a wickedly theatrical production of Bram Stoker's famous vampire, Dracula. For Halloween, we offer the Ghost Talk Experience, a walking tour of bone-chilling tales at our historic theater. Dracula runs from October 24th through November 3rd. Ghost Talk runs from October 25th through November 2nd. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood. Are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number 6. Do you keep track of your finances the same way you keep track of your loved ones' birthdays? Create a financial calendar to remind yourself of when to pay quarterly taxes, pull credit reports, or check your investment accounts. Also, mark a date to schedule your yearly financial reviews with me. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates LLC and Client One Securities LLC are not affiliated.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we're back live at 2:42. It's time to talk to Damian and Ann Browning from Steps to Recovery Homes. Damian and Ann, how you doing?
Hello?
Damian, are you there? Damian and Ann Browning, Steps to Recovery Homes, are you there? Hello, Damian? Damian, are you there? And we are having a electrical problem again here. Well, this is going to be interesting. Damian, can you hear me? Okay, we're going to have to work on that just a little bit. We are hoping to talk to Damian and Ann Browning because they have a very important event coming up I want to tell you about here. You know, they operate Steps to Recovery Homes, and they have the Roots Roll and Ride Music Festival coming up. That is coming up this Saturday, I believe, at the Poker Run starts at 9, and the music festival starts at 11 a.m. Damian, Ann, are you there? Damian and Ann Browning, are you there? And again, we have a glitch there. So let's go on to the next item here and take a break here. We'll work on that. And back in just a moment on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
D-backs season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:47. I think we've worked things out. Damian Browning, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
We are there. Well, thank you for calling back. We appreciate that as we worked out some machinations here with the mechanisms. You've got a big event coming up on the 5th of October at the Verde Valley Fairgrounds. Tell us what's going on.
Well, it's this Saturday, man. We're doing a clean and sober concert. We have a motorcycle run for recovery to raise money. It's a fundraiser for Steps to Recovery Homes, and it's our fourth annual. And it's October 5th, like I said, this Saturday at the Verde Valley Fairgrounds in Cottonwood, Arizona. And we're doing the motorcycle run starts at 9. It's going to go all the way around the Verde Valley and come back. It's $10 to get in. If you bring an open unopened toy, it's $5, and the toy goes to the Verde Valley Sanctuary, the Domestic Violence Center. And it's going to be a good time. At 11 o'clock, the fun starts, and we're going to have a Native American dance jumping it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have 7 different bands. We're going to have some belly dancers in between the bands. There's going to be a face painter. There's going to be a balloon guy for the kids. Another thing is we have about 20 booths, resource booths. We're going to have vendors selling stuff. We're going to have a food truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have about 20 resource booths for all different sorts of things from recovery on and beyond that are going to be there. So there's going to be resources there. There's going to be stuff to have fun. There's going to be bands. It's going to be pretty cool.
And Damian,
and we have a raffle and an auction too.
Okay, can't forget that. Say hello to Ann for me, by the way, while you're there. Damien, this is such a great benefit. It's not only a fun time for people attending, but it's also for a terrific cause. And for those of our listeners who have not heard about Steps to Recovery Homes, tell us what that's all about.
Well, Steps to Recovery Homes, my wife and I started it 6 years ago with three credit cards to help people with addiction issues. We have a men's and a women's house. 98% of the people that come in have no money. We bring them in, and we just put their lives back together. We have a job development. We have a resale store, Miracles Happen Resale. We give them life coaching. We take them to equine therapy, camping, yoga, kayaking. We give them bus passes, discounted gym memberships. We have a savings plan. It's a six-month to 18-month program. It's example-driven. And it's based after our recovery. And we put their lives back together. It's really a good thing.
And you say example-driven because you and Ann know what these people are going through, don't you?
Yeah, we've been through it ourselves. And actually, the program, when we formulated the program, we based after the things we've been through and the things that helped us.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine, too, having gone through that, you also learned a few things that didn't work out, and you keep those out of the program, don't you?
We talk about those a lot.
I'll bet you, because all the good intentions in the world, if they don't achieve the desired result, you don't want them, do you? You know, right. One of the great things, too, about this festival, you guys have a really good lineup here of entertainment, and at 1235, you are going to have one of the best guitarists we have ever seen. He has been on the stage here in Prescott many times. His name is Anthony Mazzella. How did you get him?
Well, I don't know. Just kept bugging.
That always works.
Yeah, and he, you know, he's... They're actually doing this for a benefit. We're going to try to give them a little bit, but they know the cause. And Anthony actually played at our Dinner for Hope 2 years ago, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah, he really likes what we do. We also have Well Dressed Wolves, and there's some other bands. Jason Moon. Jason Moon is a singer-songwriter he does warrior songs for mm-hmm. veterans. There's some really good people. Fox. I mean, the guy doing the Native American dance is amazing. Percy Edwards.
Yeah.
Man, he does some really good things. And we got Shauna Bowen, and we got House Lizard's pretty good, too. It's a good lineup.
It's a good mixed lineup, too, yeah. So something for yeah. everybody.
And then B.D. Frank. B.D. Frank's the other one. He's really good, too. Last year, and he was good.
I also have great news for you because I do a lot of news and weathercasts here. You are going to have spectacular weather for this.
Oh, nice.
So there's no reason not to turn out for this. Tell us once again where it is and what time and when.
Well, it's October 5th, and it's at the Verde Valley Fairgrounds in Cottonwood, Arizona. That's off Cherry Street, and it is this Saturday. And it starts, the music festival starts at 11. The mm-hmm. The motorcycle run starts at 9.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 11 to 6. So you can come anytime. It's free. It's family friendly. Bring your kids, bring your friends, bring everybody.
Mm-hmm. And you'll have the free concert, poker run, food trucks, fundraiser for recovery, resource booths, vendors, kids games. What's not to like?
Yep.
And this is your fourth one. So what have you learned from the first one that made this one even better?
To make it free.
Now, there's a man speaking the truth. That always brings out more people, doesn't it? But you know, I'm really glad you guys do this because it gets more people involved to see what you're doing with Steps to Recovery. And, you know, what a terrific cause that really is. So we're really glad we were finally able to get you on the air today after some technical issues. We really appreciate, by the way, your calling back a third or fourth time just so we can get you through. And you'll let us know next time you have another event coming up. We'll get you on the show and we'll get those phones working for you.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to seeing you this weekend. Thanks, Damien. Say hello to Ann for me.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. You take care.
You bet. Bye-bye. That's Damien and Ann Browning, Steps to Recovery Homes, and that's the Roots Roll and Ride Roots Music Festival this Saturday at the Verde Valley Fairgrounds in Cottonwood from 11 to 6. Don't miss that. Hey, stay tuned. We got some final thoughts and Monday's guests on Q&A coming up in just a moment on the Talk
of the
Quad Cities.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center,
Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio Vice President Mike Pence in Green Valley discussing border security this afternoon. This morning he was in Scottsdale meeting with Hispanic leaders and talked about President Trump's push to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's dealing with the Ukraine.
I think the American people have a right to know if the Vice President of the United States or his family profited from his position as vice president.
The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors selects Alistair Adell, a former deputy county attorney, to replace Bill Montgomery as the county attorney. She beat out four other finalists.
I promised in my interview process that I would serve with integrity and honor. I make this commitment to you and every member of Maricopa County.
Montgomery, now a Supreme Court justice. Breast cancer, not just for women.
I still think that there's a lot of vague information out there for men, and it's not emphasized.
George Tedder, Arizona News.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
So guys, how many of you are guilty of using your wife or your girlfriend's shampoo in the shower? Quite a few, I imagine. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor and get your own products. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. Available at Walmart.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:56. We're going to take a real quick close here. It's been a fun show because we got to learn a lot about comedy from Jennifer Maxwell and our friends Damian and Ann Browning with Steps to Recovery Homes, and more coming up Monday when you join me when I talk with Max Richmond, the Executive Director of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. He'll be calling in live from Washington, and Diana Dalsas from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. They're having their murder mystery dinner fundraiser. That is Thursday at 2. I'm sorry, that is Q&A Monday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.